All right, so we are recording now, and Connie, why don't you start out by explaining to me a little bit about what took you to Kansas City recently?
Well, we were there in April, and the mayor was there, and several of the council and myself, and we met with Mayor Sly James and some businessmen from Kansas City and some other mayors and administrators from other cities in our region, and they had talked about forming an urban rural alliance, and as part of this, several of the businessmen we had met up there, we visited with, and so they wanted to get involved in our community, and so in the last fall, Ron Duval had come to me and explained to me that even though the food pantry doesn't actually belong to the city of Marshall, the building that they are in does. So he said that they were out of room and wanted to know if we had anything else or if we had any ideas. So we looked around, and I suggested that we just go ahead and maybe try to raise the money to add on to the pantry. So then when our dad died in April, my brother and I decided that we thought that would be a nice memorial for him was to have donations to the food pantry building fund, so that got it started, and then it's just kind of been added to by various people. And then when these gentlemen came to town, and when I told them that story, then they wanted to see the food pantry. Mr. Duval took them on a tour, showed them everything, explained how everything works, and then it just kind of went from there. And they called and asked me would I come back to the city on the 12th, and they had something for me. And so I went, and sure enough, they had something for us. So I got checks that day for $4,250, and then I received an additional $2,000 in yesterday's mail. So the total from Kansas City thus far is $6,250. So with that and various memorials, the one that we had and other ones, and then a $5,000 grant from Monsanto, we are about halfway to having enough money to add on 20x70 expansion at the food pantry at the current location.
That's really great to hear that people are so generous.
Well, I'm just blown away. They were just so nice, and they're all entrepreneurs. They all own their own businesses or work, you know, like just maybe one or two of them together in a company. So they're really sharp. They love Marshall, which is really nice. It's always, you know, I'm so proud of what we have here and always have been. And they see something here that they like. So that makes me pleased. And I was kind of stunned, I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you'll know many details about the food pantry as it is right now. Do you know about how many people it helps, and I actually am not aware of what building it's in?
Well, it's located on West Morgan Street. It was started in 1987 at the Catholic Church in a van trailer, and then it moved to a location down on Odell Street where Community Action Agency is located now, and there was four trailers there, and then it moved to the location where it is now on West Morgan. We have, in 2012, there was 7,157 families that were served, and 18,256 is the number of people. And it's actually Central Missouri Food Bank is where the food comes from, except what we get locally here. Mr. Duval hustles all the time, and we get a lot of donations, like from Aldi's and Walmart and Patricia's and Cargill and ConAgra. Everyone's very generous, so it's a good thing. You know, it's kind of like we have discussed before. It's too bad that we have to have it, but by the same token, I'm glad it's there, because little kids and older people, nobody should have to go hungry, but especially those groups, you know, that can't a lot of times fend for themselves, and so it's just it's a good service. It's needed right now. Some people need it for a little while. Some people need it a little bit longer. But I'm just glad that it's here, and hopefully this expansion will help everyone better serve our community.
And do you know why they needed the expansion, like too many donations or what?
There's a lot of donations. People have been, like I said, very, very generous. You know, like in our area, the mail carriers, whenever they do that, Monsanto has a soybean division and a corn division. They do a food drive. Pioneer does the same thing. They bring canned foods and to work. The kids at several of the schools, they do that. A lot of places will have events, and that will be the admission fee will be food for the food pantry. The city started doing that. The council does it at Christmas. City employees do it. They kind of have a contest between the departments on who can collect the most. So there's become a lot, even though there's more people that are served, there's a lot of food, and, you know, it takes, with the increase in people, you have to have more donations, and then consequently we need more room. So being out of room, having too much food, and being out of room is really, I guess, a good problem to have. It's better than having the room and not having anything in it.
Agreed. Well, what's the overall total for how much you'd like to raise, and do you have any fundraisers or anything coming up?
No, we don't have anything right now. It's probably in the $35,000 to $40,000 range. I think we're going to try to apply for some more grants. Since when we did the memorial to our dad, then several other people have followed suit, and they've done that as well. So, you know, anyone that wants to honor a family member, whether it's their birthday or wedding anniversary or anything like that, you know, we would certainly be happy to have that donation as part of the celebration. So it's just people don't think about that. I think someone mentioned that to me last night, that they'd never thought about that before, that had never entered their mind to think about the food pantry. You know, they think about other things, but it would be nice to think about the food pantry. So hopefully more people will follow suit and realize that it is an excellent service we provide. And it doesn't have to be a great big amount from everybody. Just every little bit helps.
I understand. Well, Connie, do you have anything you'd like to add?
No, I think that's it. Again, you know, we appreciate everyone's generosity and to me, it's having something like this, it will be something tangible that I can drive by and see and say, well, that, you know, there's part of my dad right there, you know. So that's a big thing for my brother and I. Our dad had gotten so, he was a farmer, so farmers feed people, you know, and that's the way it had always been. And as he got older, he, you know, people would bring him a lot of things, and he'd say, I have so much food and other people have so little. I wish they had some of this. So hopefully this will honor his memory. I think he'd be pleased that we came up with this idea. And, you know, I just hope that everyone else will remember their loved ones in the same way.